A controversial border fence separating San Diego from Tijuana may finally be completed after 10 years of debate and delay. The fence was originally presented as a way to discourage illegal immigrants and drug traffickers from entering the country. Proponents now say that it is vital to keep terrorists from sneaking onto U.S. soil. From member station KPBS, Amy Isaacson reports.
On the westernmost edge of the California-Mexico border, there's a notorious canyon called Smuggler's Gulch. It's been a main thoroughfare for illegal crossings since the days of Prohibition. Today, wildflowers abound, hawks soar overhead, and the Tijuana River Valley and estuary spread out below in this final three-mile stretch before the Pacific Ocean. U.S. Border Patrol agent Hector Escalera says the view is great.
Typical day shift, it's really, really calm. Majority of the time you get a lot of horse traffic, people that like to jog, and walkers and people like that.
It may be an idyllic place for Escalera to work, but the gulch is surrounded by a mountain of controversy. The border fence that cuts through the gulch and separates the United States from Mexico is in a state of disrepair. In some places, whole sections have tumbled down the hillside and landed so deep in the dirt, you can step right over them. And that's why the House voted earlier this month to spend $42 million to finish building a bigger, better secondary fence that will run all the way to the ocean. An initial stretch was constructed about 8 years ago, but it stopped short of Smuggler's Gulch. The main advocate for the second fence is San Diego Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter. He's been leading the fight for the last 15 years.
This is a national security issue. You need to have a border. Interestingly, the same people who are raising a fuss about the environment will be the first people to blame the federal government if somebody does get through that gap in Smuggler's Gulch.
But even Border Patrol officials who want the fence to be completed admit the gulch isn't a favorite crossing spot for illegal immigrants anymore. Arrests in the area have dropped by 93% during the last decade. Environmentalists have been long-standing opponents of the fence plan. Bouncing along the dirt roads in his state park's pickup truck, ecologist Greg Abbott points out numerous plant species he says the project will run right over.
One of the most important ones is what they call Baja bird bush. It's similar to manzanita, but there's only about 100 plants in the United States of this species, and they all live on this mesa.
The plan for the new second fence includes filling in a wide swath of the gulch, paving a three-mile-long road through the area, and placing towering concrete poles spaced 5 inches apart the length of it. Abbott says if that plan goes through, a 747 could land in the wetlands. He says moving hundreds of thousands of truckloads of dirt to build it will exacerbate the already enormous erosion problem in the delicate area. It could also allow raw sewage to drain directly into the ocean. Last February, the California Coastal Commission unanimously rejected the fence plan, citing similar environmental concerns. Peter Douglas is the executive director. He also fears the way the House bill is written, it gives the federal government unprecedented powers to disregard environmental laws along the entire U.S.-Mexico border by simply saying there's a terrorist threat.
I think it's just inexcusable to say that we can destroy our environment because we'll be less secure if we don't. I think if this passes, it'll be a real tribute to the power of the politics of fear.
But Congressman Hunter says if the new secondary fence can prevent just one terrorist from sneaking onto U.S. soil, it's worth it. Still, the fence project is likely to run into barriers of its own, like the national debate on immigration policy. The fence provision is just one part of the controversial Real ID Act. That act restricts states from giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants and makes it more difficult to seek asylum in this country. The whole bill goes to the Senate in March. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.